Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. I'm trying to work on the YouTube thing, and so I just finished recording a video on why I'm using Zoom and paying for it as a guy who's been known to be advocating for Microsoft Teams, a similar chat application that's out there. And the point of that video at the end is not just to have a rant, but also to be able to explain that we have a lot of competition in the market, and that competition can be really healthy. I'm looking forward to how competing, right, improves our society as we learn to deal with the shift in the market and the other things that are going on. The market is very competitive. You know, we may not need as many restaurants as we've had before because we may find our eating habits shift to being less mobile as a society and being more at home. And what will that look like? And what will that play out to be? And what will the competition in that space be? Now, if you've got an idea on what that might look like and can be an early adopter of that or early in that space, you have the ability to potentially make a lot of money to be able to take care of your family and invest in the things that you want to. And that's how our economic society works, is you find a problem that you can solve that you think is going to emerge from this space and how society is going to organize, and you can jump in and take advantage of that. Not taking advantage of others, but take advantage of that to be able to create the wealth and the value adding and the jobs that, you know, we might rely on in the future. So it's really a challenge to look for what's coming next. You know, what's coming next is really interesting. We talk about how we want to turn the economy back on, and that would be a great thing to do if it were only a switch. But remember, there is no such thing as the economy. It's just a bunch of people making decisions with their own personal property. What are those decisions going to look like now that they're different? For me and my family, those decisions are going to look like, okay, well, before I go and visit your establishment, please show me in some way how you're making sure that it's safe as it can be from potentially harming us by causing us several weeks of our life with disease, or potentially me being infected with something and then carrying it to one of my loved ones who may be a little more vulnerable. It's not just about me and my network, it's not just about me and my family, it's about me and the network of folks that I engage with. And how do I make sure I'm not causing them harm? So we'll have to see how this changes things. I think that if you were running a cleaning business right now, you would probably be getting a lot of people calling you up and asking you if you've got procedures that will help reduce the spread of COVID-19. That would be a good business to start or to be in at this point. And all of the supply chain and all the resources and all the logistics to be able to get up to that point where you can deliver the ability to solve the immediate safety problem could be huge. And, you know, I'm not inclined to jump into that market space to do it, but other people might be. And so we'll have to see how we might shift from restaurants to professional cleaning businesses. And my kids, I still have three kids who haven't really had their first job experience yet. I wonder what it'll be, whether it might be flipping burgers or cleaning houses. If it's cleaning houses, I think I'll be excited because then they'll know how to clean their own rooms by the time they get back. But we'll have to see what society gives us in that sense. Look, though, for the economy and the market to solve these problems, especially if government and other agencies can get out of the way. Somebody will look at a problem right now and is saying, how can I meet the needs that people are discovering now? Because that's all we've done. So we've discovered needs and somebody's gonna work to fill them. And they'll charge a rate that we're gladly willing to pay. I mean, I'm gladly willing to pay for Disney Plus, and I'm gladly willing to pay for Zoom, and I'm gladly willing to pay for a lot of things right now that help me meet my needs in my way that I'm organizing my life. So what are those things going to be and how will that change? And have you set some money aside so that way you can have those things met? We'll just have to see. But I don't have to worry about it. You know, there's a scripture that talks about being of good cheer. And, you know, maybe that's a commandment. I heard yesterday that it might be a commandment that we need to be cheerful. That doesn't mean that life needs to be perfect, but that we should probably be cheerful with what's going on. Things will work out. They have. They have for the human race during all of the most horrific plagues and things that have ever occurred. The human race has survived and they've learned from it. And we've lost loved ones in the process, but we've learned from that too. And I don't want anyone to have to lose a loved one. But if they do unexpectedly because of this, then we can pray for them, we can hope, and we can help them through that trial that's unexpected. And that may sound callous, but in my family history, there was one of my ancestors who was serving in the U.S. Cavalry. He got reassigned from Fort Reno, not Reno, Nevada, but Fort Reno in Oklahoma, which was actually a really nice base and a really nice location. And he got reassigned from there to New Mexico on a base that was not as nice and not very accommodating. They moved their family there, and six of their children died from a disease. It wiped the family out. Well, at least all of those family members that were alive at that time, except for the parents. The parents survived and went on to have a couple more kids. But those six kids who all died that year were a loss to that family. And they taught us the lessons and value of life. And that's still a story we share and learn from. I don't want anybody to have to deal with that. I do want us to be able to recognize that things do work out and things will be okay. There is a God and He loves you. And if you want to learn more about that, feel free to write something in the comments. I'd be happy to share my testimony, my faith. And with that, let's end this episode. Thank you guys for watching. If you want to subscribe, head on over to parkingthought.com. You'll find the subscribe links. Hit us up on YouTube. We'll be making more content for YouTube, especially during this COVID-19 situation. And then lastly, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?